Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hi, posters, and welcome back to the show. This is The Last Post for January the 11th, 2020. The last word on the world's words and the newest news on the news about the news. Don't say that three times into a mirror or you become the host of this podcast. Our weekend edition welcomes our favourite guest, Nish Kumar, and we will take a dip into The Last Post Saturday magazine, having a look at some of the slightly less political news, including entertainment, home decor, and culture. Today in focus, it is a culture special. A chance to look at movies, other arts releases. I'd like to welcome our gossip specialist, the always classy and inherently multicultural Nish Kumar.
Hello. Always, not always classy.
Moderately classy.
Yeah, the occasionally classy.
I was trying to talk you up.
Listen, I'm a stickler for truth.
Our headlines for today, we anticipate a gritty reboot of the gritty reboot of Jumanji, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson in all of the roles. Also, Keira Knightley refuses a knighthood and Margaret Thatcher will be returned from the dead to play Gillian Anderson playing Margaret Thatcher herself in a gritty reboot of the yet-to-be-released Thatcher biopic called Pride and Prejudice and the Zombie of Maggie Thatcher. That section in the pit. I always read the ads, don't you? This is the classifieds section. This help wanted section, looking for a female to photograph me nude, must wear retro sports kit, able to supply private location and camera. Equally happy to let you use your own camera if you want. No experience necessary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Last Post.
What's happening in the world of entertainment, Nish?
Well, it's all kicking off. Boris Johnson has self-penned a film script about Brexit and has cast Bruce Willis in the lead role of Boris Johnson.
Oh, no.
A lot of people are saying, does he have time to be Prime Minister of this country and direct a film? And he has responded, no, but f*** it.
I, for one, applaud him putting his focus on something that's somewhat less destructive than his political ambitions.
Yeah, well, one of his aides did say we might actually get some work done this week. Christopher Nolan is to direct a gritty reboot of Love Island. Very, very dark stuff.
And what will that look like?
It's going to be very shaky. It's going to be very shaky, and there's going to be quite a lot of gunfire.
Also a section from our weekend magazine, Kinds of Boobs on Television, a codex, which includes big American boobies, pointy Euro breasts, fashion flat model boobs, and man pecs. As well as a section of boobs that are rarely on television, including asymmetrical bosoms, breastfeeding bosoms, post-mastectomy roadmaps, and normal tits of any kind.
And everyone's favourite subgenre of boobs, boobs in an art house film. The guilt-free boob.
The guilt-free boob.
The guilt-free boob of the art house film.
Yeah, it's important. It's probably narratively relevant.
Yeah, I'm sure this is narratively relevant. I can really enjoy these, safe in the knowledge that it was part of the artistic intent.
Do you have any predictions for the year? We're still quite early in the year, on today, the 11th of January. Do you have any predictions for what entertainment is going to look like this year?
Well, I think they are going to end up using the Tupac hologram to host the Oscars. I think they've basically given up on finding a host that has a sort of blemish-free record and are going for people who are fully dead. Just so that there's no more spicy. We know everything that they've done that's bad, and so now we can just enjoy the ceremony as it plays out.
Well, I'm anticipating, after the disastrous failure of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, a series of other disastrous movies based on video game characters. Given that video games is such a massive industry, I think there'll be a lot more deeply creepy interpretations of, for example, Mario, Princess Peach.
Well, Christopher Nolan's doing a Mario Brothers movie as well, but it's really very heavily about plumbing. It's quite tedious. He's really gone heavy on the plumbing element of it. You would think maybe focus on the sort of gold coins and the dragons, but he's very much gone down the plumbing.
It's just Mario asking Luigi for a three-quarter wrench and then going, "Where is it? Where is it?"
Christian Bale is playing both Mario and Luigi. And so he's going to have to shoot it half and half. So he's putting on weight to play Mario.
Yep.
And then he's losing all the weight to play Luigi.
I mean, that's so method.
It's so method. And he's going to speak like a deus for a year.
Oh, no.
I'm a Christian Bale.
It's all right. You can be racist against Italians.
I believe I was being racist about Christian Bale. But, I mean, I'm excited to see how they go with the sort of Oscar ceremony, because last year they went with the controversial no host rather than trying to find someone to do it.
Have we reached the scandal singularity where at some point you're never going to find...
Talk me through this.
Well, I feel like at some point everyone has something in their past, and as people become more and more sensitive about past behaviours and holding people accountable now, at some point... No one will have clean hands. It's going to be very much the he who is without sin may throw the first tweet. I feel like at some point you're just going to have to forgive everyone wholesale and you'll have Mel Gibson hosting the Oscars.
Do you mean a sort of cancellation amnesty?
Yeah, I think at some point it's just going to tip over. It's going to become completely indistinguishable whether somebody said something vaguely inappropriate or whether they actually punched an old lady to death on a bus once. Just have to have a clean slate, start anew, reboot all the computers. Actually, the Y2K virus wouldn't have been such a bad thing if it had actually happened. I mean, but back in 2000, no one had anything terrible on the internet. Now everyone has something terrible. Can we reinstate the Y2K virus? And everyone can start afresh.
And can we get it right this time, for God's sake?
I mean, if nothing else, you would just clean out your back catalogue of friends on Facebook who you're not friends with anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely time that we all got rid of Facebook. I think being on Facebook is like, I feel like it's like eating meat. Like, it's something I can't really defend. And I'm not really sure why I do it anymore.
But it is delicious.
Oh, yeah, there's that person I went to school with. Yeah. That's the end of that.
I found out an interesting fact about The Last Post,
yeah.
This podcast. There is a website called thelastpost.com.au, which is a funeral search website where you can find funerals in your area or set up search terms to alert you to any funerals that might be coming up.
What?
It's like a funeral Google. Look it up. It's an amazing thing.
Wait, so it's a directory so people can find out?
A, if there are any local funerals in their area. Like when you're, like, it's like a Yelp site.
Yeah.
For funerals. So if you just feel like a funeral, you can find a local funeral. Or if you're deeply anticipating somebody's death, you can set up an alert that'll tell you if they come up. Though I feel like if you don't know someone well enough to know that they're dead, you shouldn't find out that they're dead via an alert.
I definitely don't think news of the funeral being the way you find out someone's dead, I think that disqualifies you from being at the funeral.
Yeah, I feel like, but apparently not. Apparently there's enough demand for this particular service.
Have we run out of things to do on the internet? It is starting to feel like people have run out of ideas for websites. What else do people need? Funeral directory? I think you just mashed two words together there. Well, we're doing it now.
Well, also the kind of people who are super keen on going to funerals aren't the kind of people who are super good at the internet anyway.
No, that's true.
Old people like to read the eulogies in the newspapers.
Yeah. Old school.
Old school.
I like to hold, I like to feel the sort of texture of an obituary.
I don't understand.
It's like vinyl.
I don't understand why old people are so against selfie sticks when they're the perfect accessory to help them read the newspaper.
You don't see a lot of selfie sticks anymore. That was a weird fad that happened for about 2 strong years.
Well, in 2020, we're going to be using a whole bunch of new technology with the Dubai Expo, which is coming up in the latter third of this year. It'll be all the new tech that's going to shape our future.
Drones.
Almost inevitably, there'll be some sort of selfie drone.
Selfie.
Just follows you around taking flattering pictures of your ass.
It's amazing that we are simultaneously concerned about our privacy being violated and also concerned with filming ourselves from as many different angles as possible and uploading all of that information to a sort of amorphous satellite where we don't really know who owns it.
Yeah, we'll absolutely sacrifice every single piece of privacy we have for a brief moment of convenience or approval.
I want it now, so yes, you can have my blood.
Letters to the editor now. Dear Alice, hearing you complain about the dick pics you get makes me feel like you're very ungrateful. On one hand, sure, they're intrusive and offensive. On the other hand, what is art? You need to have a long, hard penis with yourself. Yours sincerely, Richard Dixon. It's been so lovely to have you back this week, Nish.
Always a
pleasure. Have you got anything to plug?
Yes, my covers album.
Your covers album?
Yeah. I'm covering Sinatra. It's called Old Brown Face.
I mean, that sounds amazing. I have never heard anyone do a cover of Sinatra's I Did It My Way that wasn't exactly the same as Sinatra's version, so.
Well, check out this album.
Electropop sensation Nish Kumar. Thanks for listening. I will see you tomorrow. The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.